Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Today I attended the Petswood Clergy Fraternal Meeting. As the appointed time neared, I hopped on the bus and I disembarked on Petswood High Street. Then I took the 10-minute walk to the manse of Father David, the local Roman Catholic priest. I rang his bell, and he greeted me with a smile. He invited me into his home, and we went into his sitting room, where I grabbed a chair, and he brought me a hot cup of coffee and some biscuits. As we chatted, we wondered why others had not arrived. It was about that time that the bell rang, and another member of the fraternal was welcomed in. We continued our conversations about what happened over Christmas and what was going on in our lives. But by now, it was getting late, and no one else had arrived. And then the phone rang. It was the Baptist pastor, who lived just down the street from Father David. He wondered where Father David was, and why several other members of the fraternal had not attended the meeting at his home. We all took out our phones and looked at our emails, and we discovered that we were supposed to have met at 218 the Baptist pastor's house, and not 281, the Catholic priest's house. Having a good laugh at ourselves, we gathered up all of our bits and headed down the street. This amusing event reminded me of what happened to the wise men who went to Jerusalem to find the newborn King of the Jews. Of course they would go to the capital city and head straight to the reigning monarch, Herod the Great, to inquire about this newborn king. Where else would he be born? They had seen his star rise in the east, so they packed up all their gifts, and they headed off to pay homage to this newborn king. But lo and behold, when they arrived, the star disappeared from view, and the royal officials claimed they knew nothing of a newborn king. The strangers were the first to speak of him in the palace, and quite frankly, no one seemed all that excited about their news. Was it all a big mistake? Was a king born in a different country? Or was God merely playing a cosmic joke on them? Herod acted so strange and so cold toward them. He merely quoted the scriptures, noting that the Christ would be born in Bethlehem, before sending them away to go and search for the newborn king into this small village in the countryside. Herod couldn't even be bothered to accompany them. I suspect that the wise men began to doubt themselves and the truthfulness of the event they had come to experience. All they had now was the word of God's prophet. Maybe that is why Matthew tells us that they rejoiced with exceeding joy when they saw the star again. God's word and his means, that star, led them directly to the house where they found the baby Jesus. They were not fools after all. But put yourselves in their place. Your reason would say that this could not be the newborn king. No crowds, no paparazzi, no parades, flags, or banners, just a baby and his parents in a tiny house. But after all their affliction, trouble, and travel, the Magi do not question the child's identity. To all appearances, this was not a special child. But acting upon the word of God alone, they knelt down and they worshiped Jesus. The eyes of reason proclaimed that this could not be the Christ, but the eyes of faith knew that this boy was God's son, the King of the Jews. If anyone had been observing their behavior, they would have thought them to have been mad, but the apparent insignificance of this child did not deter the Magi from worshiping him. They clung only to God's word, and they found the Christ. Faith had led them to Jesus, and they had found salvation. The Magi did not find the Christ child through their own reason or their own strength. Instead, they listened to God's word, which led them to Jesus. God's Word always leads us to Jesus. So, if you are lost, always going to the wrong spot, then stop and listen to God's Word. Seek the baby from Bethlehem and stand in awe of Him who hangs upon the cross. And come and worship the resurrected Jesus. Despite all appearances, it is here, in Jesus, that faith finds salvation. Let us pray. O God, by the leading of a star, You made known Your only begotten Son to the Gentiles. Lead us, who know You by faith, to enjoy in heaven the fullness of Your divine presence. Through that same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.